This is the sound of a jingle dress. It is sacred, part outfit and part instrument for 13-year-old Michelle Caillou. It is covered with tiny metal cones that rattle when she walks and, more importantly, when she dances. It took her mother, Lisa Drum, months to create this dress and one made out of buckskin for Michelle's sister, 14-year-old Jenna. Both dresses have elaborate beading. They glimmer red, green, blue, with hand-drawn pictures of flowers, images common in the art of their Omaha ancestors. Michelle, Jenna, and their mother came by our studios before heading to the first national powwow taking place this weekend on the Washington Mall. Lisa Drum says that when her daughters were born, she realized just how important it was to educate them about their traditions.
They expressed a really great desire to dance. When they were babies, they would stand on the edge of the arena and bounce in place. And as soon as somebody hit that drum, they were off the chair and, you know, they used to call it the heya. They'd hear the drums and they'd say, "Mom, it's the heya." You know, they were really, really interested and wanted to be in it.
And Michelle is a jingle dress dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, tell me about the history of that dance.
Well, it came from the Ojibwa tribe, and they had 365 jingles on a dress for each day of the year. And during the powwow, the sick people come out in the arena, and the sound that the jingle dresses make is the sound of healing to help the sick people heal.
Can we hear a little bit of your thing? What are they made of?
Cones that are like wrapped into like a shape like this.
Metal cones.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother handmade your dress?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, very colorful. And those are what kind of animals dancing across your chest?
Horses.
What did you make the jingles out of?
They're made out of snuff can lids. Mm-hmm. If you look closely at some of hers, they say Copenhagen right on them.
Okay.
A long time ago when they first started making them, they made them out of milk can lids. You know when milk used to come in little cans?
Mm-hmm.
They cut them out and they
rolled
them
up. Like evaporated milk or mm-hmm. carnation milk?
Actually, when the government gave the Indians food commodities on the reservation, they gave them milk in a can, and they took those milk cans, and that's what they used them for.
Lisa, you talked about dancing in particular meaning more to you after your daughters were born. What does it mean to you to pass that tradition down to Jenna and Michelle?
It's my responsibility. There's several things in our tribe that are ours that were given to me by my dad and given to him by his dad. And my dad always says, you know, you have to know these things. And your kids have a right to know. And if they don't learn from you, then who did they learn them from? My grandma used to say, when you comb your girl's hair and braid it, it's a sign that you love your children. Children that have braided hair are loved. And children that are beautiful, their beadwork, if they're fully beaded, you bead your love into those things, you know. So when I see them wearing these things, and they make me real proud.
This is the first national powwow here on the Mall in Washington. What does that mean to have that ceremony here in the nation's capital?
It's a great deal of recognition for the Native American people. You know, it's been a long time coming. Long time ago, the Indians were out here in the east, and the eastern Indians were the first ones to be pushed westward. And this country, you know, this Turtle Island that we live on, you know, we were put here by God, the Creator. And this eastern coast, this seems like an area where not too Native Americans are gathered. We have very many veterans, you know, across the nation that are Native Americans. We honor that flag. It's ours. We adopted it. You know, it means something to us. And to be here together in this, you know, fantastic place, you know, powwowing, socializing, having our circle, the circle that we grew up in, that we revere here, you know, it's great.
Thank you, ladies, very much for joining us today.
Yes. You're welcome.
We appreciate Lisa Drum and her daughters, Michelle and Jenna, for coming and visiting with us today. They are participating in this weekend's first national powwow on the Mall in Washington, D.C.